are now checked in with DJ Charisma. Only on Power 106.
What's up, man? It's your girl, DJ Charisma. You are officially checked in on Power 106. You know how we do it. I just got to check in with the hottest talent making noise out here in the game. Yeah. And I'm excited today because I've been watching you for a minute, man. Vito in the building.
Yo, Charisma, what's popping, baby? Ooh! How you doing?
Yo, in the building, working hard. New single just came out.
Just came out.
Literally yesterday.
Literally.
Song called yesterday.
Yeah, man. It's crazy.
I love it, man. Tell us about this.
Oh, man, I'm excited about this record, man. Yesterday just takes you back to the early, to the late 90s, early 2000s.
Woo!
It's nostalgic, man. You got that bop. It's infectious. So as soon as it comes on, it doesn't even give you a chance to breathe. It comes in with the hook. Bang.
Right away.
Right on the beat, man. And I think this is special because it really captures and embodies, you know, a storyline, and it gives you a feeling. You know how that old R&B, old R&B used to make you feel it. Come on, you just want to like just vibe. And I think this is what this record does for me and a lot of other people that will hear it. I'm excited about it.
Definitely. Yeah. And anybody who knows me knows I am a huge R&B head.
Yeah,
like outside the club and I'm in my car, I'm slapping R&B. Some R&B.
Definitely.
All day. So I appreciate what you're bringing to the craft.
Thank you.
Singing.
Yeah.
You know, you could tell you don't use a lot of auto-tune and things like that. You just really singing.
Yeah.
You got good production.
Yeah.
R&B.
Listen, man, I think that's one of the things that my fans really like and appreciate is I take my time when I do songs. It's always quality over quantity for me. If it's not right, it won't come out. You know, I pride myself on not releasing a bad song. You know, this song, you know, one song may not be better than the other song, but it's not a bad song.
Definitely.
And I think R&B, that's what old R&B used to embody.
Definitely,
taking your
100%.
Yeah, taking your time and giving you quality music, giving you a storyline. There's a beginning, middle, and an end. You know, even though there's an end, it doesn't end for you, though.
Right.
That's how R&B should make you feel. Even after the song goes off, you should still be like, yo, run that back. You know what I'm saying?
Those albums that you couldn't skip. Like, we were just talking about that off
non-skip
camera.
Albums.
Like, Usher, 8701. Like, couldn't skip it. D'Angelo, couldn't skip it.
What?
Like, Erykah Badu, Total. You couldn't skip these because you're right.
You actually might get cussed out if you skip any song. On any one of those albums, you might literally get cursed out.
Especially if you're in the car with your aunt or something like that.
Don't touch that radio.
But that's crazy because a lot of newer artists today, they feel the pressure of this whole new world of drop, 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 get streams.
Yeah.
So it's great to hear you say that.
Yeah. I mean, and even, you know, I've learned, like, just talking to people, like, artists that I've written for, man, like, just talking to them, these huge artists sold all these millions of records. They always tell me, listen, drop when you feel ready. You know what I'm saying? Take your time with your music because at the end of the day, it's a representation of you. You know, when God created you, he didn't rush you.
Right.
You know, don't rush this gift you're going to give to these
perfect.
People. You know what I'm saying? So he's like, yo, just make sure the music is right. Make sure the vibe is right. Make sure everything is aligned. Make sure all the stars are aligned. And that's how my team and we operate. Like if everything is lined up, all right, let's drop.
Definitely. I mean, you've worked with some greats. You've written for cats. You've been around Usher
Usher.
A mentor.
Yeah.
Like, who are three people that really, really influenced you in this music game?
Oh, man. Definitely Usher. I mean, if anybody see me perform or, like, anything, like, you could tell that I studied somebody like Usher. You know what I'm saying? Usher, definitely. Chris Brown. When he came out, who didn't want to be Chris Brown?
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? Who didn't want
to
be able to
this day.
You know what I'm saying?
Longevity.
Who else? What can I say that influenced me? I would say Stevie, you know, and I would say Stevie Wonder because his songs really embodied love and storytelling.
Definitely.
and just you know what I mean. It was never anytime you listen to a Stevie Wonder song, you just felt good, you know, it made
Definitely.
You smile.
Definitely.
So I would say those three. The top three.
I know a lot of R&B artists coming up. You probably had that one go-to verse that you would sing a cappella.
Yeah.
What was yours?
Oh,
I gotta
man.
Know.
Oh, let me see.
Because I know, like, you know, what
no,
could you
it
say?
No, it would be, honestly, mine would be Love, Music, Soul Child.
Oh.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it was the one that I knew. I knew off the back of my hand. I knew the lyrics. I knew the melody and things like that. And I knew that I could sing it, whether I was feeling under the weather or whether my vocals were in tip-top shape. It was one of those safe records for me. Yeah,
yeah, could you give me the hook? Could you
see.
Give me the hook?
Oh.
Exclusive.
Wait, hold on. Love, so many things I've got to tell you, but I'm afraid I don't know how. Cause there's a possibility that you look at me differently, love. Ever since the first moment I spoke your name, from then on I knew that by you being in my life, things were destined to change, cause love.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's one of my favorite songs.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's gonna give you chills, yeah, penny dropper right there.
Thank you,
there.
Thank
love
you, thank
it.
You. Now that's one of my favorite songs, man. Music Soul Child. Not funny you mentioned I had to sing that because he's one of my favorite R&B artists as well too.
Definitely, yeah. I love it, yeah. Man. I'm so excited for. The single is out right now,
yeah,
yesterday.
It's out right now, yesterday. The music video is out.
Plus, the Jacquees joint is out,
Jacquees,
which is
For
crazy
Me
too.
Going crazy. You Got It is still going crazy. And I really, with this new single yesterday, I feel like this is going to be like another You Got It. Because you know how You Got It just makes you feel good when you listen to it? Yesterday kind of does the same thing.
Woo.
And I think... it does it in a different way, if that makes sense. You know, You Got It made you want to get up and go get that degree. Yesterday makes you want to just sit back, kick your feet up.
I love it.
You know what I'm saying? Roll one up. You know what I mean? Put, you
hey,
know, simple
style.
Or something. You
love
feel
it.
Me?
Definitely.
It just kind of like just reminisce on the old times. You know, I feel like yesterday is going to be one of those songs that, you know, you could take a road trip to and just listen to on repeat. Yeah.
All right, so the video's out too, going crazy. Like, what was the inspiration behind the video?
Oh man, the video! Big shouts out to Alpha Male Visuals for helping bringing the vision together. But we just wanted to kind of like paint a story where it's, you know, the kind of the roles are reversed. In this song yesterday is a song about infidelity on the other end of the spectrum. It's coming from a woman.
All you cheating women out there.
Yeah, it's coming from a woman now. You know,
there's a lot. No, I'm just kidding.
But the way it was written, you know, it was written great because. A woman or a man could like really relate to it.
Definitely.
You know, me being a man, I had to put it in perspective of the woman cheating on me. But the video, the inspiration just came from, we just wanted to paint the picture that the song is talking about. And honestly, I feel like this is like the best video I've shot though. For
I love
real.
It.
Aesthetically, the colors, like the location, like everything about this video just feels good.
And that's a vulnerable emotion for a man to show.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, right.
Like,
you know, and
to
I
show,
feel
like that side of things. Definitely.
Exactly, man. And that's what
I'm in the rain again.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what people want.
Really.
You see the memes.
Yeah,
people
man.
Are like, where's
if you
the
ain't
R&B
grabbing,
where they're crying
if you ain't
the
grabbing
rain.
The air, you ain't crying. Like, and I feel like, you know, a lot of R&B artists are scared to like really show that side of it.
Definitely.
You know, and I feel like. You know, R&B get back to the vulnerability aspect of it. I think we'll be in a better place. I think we're slowly coming back. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm single-handedly keeping it afloat, but I think, you know, we get back to the point of not being scared to be vulnerable and talk about it in the songs. That's what makes good. That's what makes a good story. I think people will really start to like give R&B the pedestal that we deserve. Instead of being so hard.
I love it. I love it, man. Keep grinding. You're on the right path. You definitely got the right mindset.
Thank you.
Because that's what we want. I'm a big R&B fan, so that's what I want.
For sure.
Speaking my language.
Yeah,
I love
baby.
It. Man, so the album coming late September, mid-September.
Yeah.
The album title.
Well, the album title is 1320. And the meaning behind that is, and if anybody watching knew I was on The Voice in 2013, I lost my mom while I was on the show to lung cancer. And at that point, honestly, that was probably the lowest I ever felt in my life, losing my mom. You know, I thought she was a superhero for real. I didn't think she could even, you know, that's just me being a child thinking that way. But that's your mom. You don't want to lose your mom. You don't think about that. But in 2013, I lost her, felt empty, felt lost. All I knew was music. All I had was music. But at the time, for a long time, I was empty. Even though I was putting music out, it was songs that really didn't have, you know, any relevance to what I was going through. It was just me putting songs out because I like to sing.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly but surely, you know, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, and
young,
20.
So young.
You know, and now we're 2020, I have my daughter, Kaden. And that's where I felt alive again. That void that I that void that felt empty in 2013 was filled again by my daughter. And that's why I want to name it 1320, because in 2020 I found myself again.
Like, beautiful.
100% found myself again with, you know, having to display unconditional love and having to be to my daughter what my mom was to me. That, you know, that really like filled that void for me.
Definitely. That's beautiful. Yeah. That is beautiful, man. I have a daughter too, so I know
Thank
that
you.
Feeling will
yeah.
change your life. And definitely, I feel like your mother's presence is in your daughter.
No, that's a fact. That's a
you
fact.
You know, so
yeah.
that's beautiful. That's yeah. beautiful. Shout out to your moms. Rest
Thank
in peace.
You.
Shout
Thank
out to
you.
Your
Thank
beautiful
you.
Daughter. That's what's up. That's great, man.
Yeah.
So September, that's coming out.
Yeah.
And like he said, like, we can't give y'all too much, but like,
yeah,
he's got,
I mean, listen,
crazy production features.
You know, the last project for you, absolutely amazing, Non-Skip. If you like that album, you are going to absolutely just die for this new one. I'm just going to say that. This album is better than that album.
Ooh, there you
in
go.
In my opinion. Yeah, so, I mean, it takes me about a year and some change to complete albums, and that's because I like to take my time.
Mm-hmm.
But we done now, so it's coming.
Yeah, well, okay, producers. Who are some of the producers that we got on there? I know we can't get features,
man.
But who's some of the production on the album?
Got Honorable C-Note, which he produced yesterday, actually.
Nice, all right, yes.
Who else we got on there? We got the homie Vontae Thomas. We got Jay White, crazy producer. Who else we got on there? Doughboy. I mean, honestly, man, every album that I put out is probably going to be the same producers.
Got to keep that sound.
You know what I mean? You
got to
keep that sound. Exactly.
Love
and
it.
These are producers that I work with on, like, my old stuff, man. And I feel like, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, you know?
Right?
We can add a couple more new, you know what I'm saying, a little something on there, but why not keep the same producers? And I feel like that's what I've been doing. It's been working.
Ooh.
But definitely got a big shout out to the heavy hitters like C-Note and Jay White that came through. And Troy Taylor, he's crazy with it. So, yeah, we definitely got some heavy hitters
on there.
Can't
wait, man. 1320.
Yeah. 1320.
1320 coming soon.
Yeah.
Single yesterday out now.
Yeah, let's
video
go, baby.
Out.
It's out.
He's
listen.
Out.
Go. Hey, listen. Go listen. Go stream it. Share it with your friends. Take what you take from it. Let me know what you think. And keep rocking. We got some moves coming.
I love it, man. I love it. I love it. I love it. Vito
Thank
in the
you,
building.
Baby.
It's not too often we get a link of, you know, different
yeah.
sides of the coast.
Nah,
but
facts.
Thank you for coming out here and checking in with me,
no,
man.
Thank you for taking the time to allow me to check in with you.
Definitely. Been a
love.
Fan. I've been a fan for a minute. I really need y'all to tap in, all right?
Yeah.
So let's go.
It's Vito,
all right?
Baby.
Checked in with Charisma on Power 106. That's how it goes down. Thank
yeah.
you.